KVJ Cuts.
If somebody's done you wrong, it's time for you to sing along. And call them out, call them out, call them out. You gotta call them out, call them out, call them out. It's time to call them out.
All right, who do you need to call out today? And for what? I already got called out earlier because I told you, go fierceness for the Kentucky Derby. 3-1 odds, trained right here in South Florida. It won the Florida Derby and then went to the Kentucky Derby and finished 15th place.
I put the most money that we bet, which is only $20, but still, I put it on fierceness because of Kevin.
I know nothing about horse racing and it shows. That was a terrible pick.
Oh.
Terrible. Oh, man. Couldn't have done any worse. I was sitting there watching. I'm like going, okay, all right. I see what the horse is doing. Just kind of hanging out there. And any second, it's going to take off. And it started going in the wrong direction.
Oh, damn.
I was like, all right, this is not going to work. This is rough. I think I'm getting called out again here. Angie said that Mexican place in Boca that Kevin is always raving about. I went there for Cinco de Mayo. And they had a limited menu, and they didn't have the birria tacos that he always raves about.
Okay, that's not Kevin's fault. So the place that I go to, Rancho Chico in Tequesta, they have a limited menu on Cinco de Mayo as well.
All right.
It's because they're so busy that they are not able to keep up in the kitchen with the amount of menu items they normally carry because the people have tripled.
Gotcha, okay.
Or quadrupled.
Yeah.
You have to be a little more sympathetic to the restaurant.
I went there on Saturday and celebrated Cinco de Cuatro, and I got them.
So, nanny, nanny, poo-poo.
That's right. Somebody else texted in here, and they said, today I want to call out the Brightline for raising their commuter rates by 250% on June 1st.
Whoa.
They say, you suckered me into believing that I could work and live anywhere in South Florida, and then you price me out of the market?
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy, you know, because people will live by the Brightline station and then just hop down and commute to whatever city in South Florida they want to go to.
250%.
Yeah, if you want to know what that is, currently right now a pack of 40 one-way trip tickets costs $399, which is about $10 a trip.
Okay.
But starting on June 1st, that same packet, instead of costing $399, will cost you
$1,400. $1,400?
$1,400.
From $399?
To $1,400 is where they're going with it. It's going to nearly triple starting on June 1st.
Brightline.
Yeah, it's like, okay. And I guess because they're a privately owned company, they don't care. So there you go. Suck it.
Dang, they said suck it.
Yeah, they did. So, you know, people who made that choice to live in one city and then, it's kind of cool. I'll just commute to another. You might have to rethink that proposition.
That is a big increase.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
I have noticed that because I looked, we're going to Disney this coming weekend for Mother's Day, and I looked into tickets on the Brightline from West Palm to Orlando. And for me, for my family of four, I deem it not affordable compared to driving.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think it is a good decision for us financially.
Yeah.
Because we got Panda. Panda don't drink. Panda can drive. Panda's solid. Panda drive day, night. Panda don't care.
Right.
I think sometimes Panda would rather drive because he knows he's in control of his family, the Brightline. You don't know.
Yeah.
So
some people do. And then you just got that flexibility. You have more flexibility when you have your own car.
Then you don't have to Uber when you get to your destination.
Right. And hey, look, if they would make it more affordable, then you'd be like, all right, let's do it.
Totally.
It makes sense, but
when the tickets were like 15 bucks, 30 bucks, I loved it.
I don't know that this will be affecting your rates to Orlando. These are the commuter fares for people who are taking it pretty much every day and they're buying, you know, that package knowing that they're going to use 40 one-way train tickets. So people who are doing that, using it as part of their job, it is going to drastically increase. So if you budgeted previously, you know, for $400 for 40, now you're going to have to budget for $1,400. Add that to the cost of everything else that's going up.
It's just not doable. That is not doable if you budget for $400 and now it's $1,400.
That's why this person was so upset.
They have every right to be upset.
They were like, look, I made some serious life choices based on what I thought, you know, you were setting up.
I'd be flipping over those little tables they got on the Brightline.
Yeah. You can see why some people might be upset by that. Some other call outs here today. This person says, people need to drive better. If you don't die almost two times a day while driving, you're not living. Amberlina. That is her comment. Yeah, she's just saying that that's really it. You have two near-death things happen while you're on I-95 or out driving in South Florida. It is pretty treacherous, no doubt. Another person, Leslie, is calling out Jupiter. Can you not do all the road construction at once? It's a nightmare here. We couldn't have spaced this out a bit. That's her thought on that. I know they got the bridge construction that is going on there.
They do, but they also have some intermittent stuff there at 95 and Indian Town Road. I've been seeing a lot of lane closures, which really jams it up.
Okay. Karen, she is calling out high rents in South Florida, low pay. Yeah, absolutely. You can say that pretty much every week.
Amen. We hear that all the time.
Eddie is calling out political bumper stickers. He said, like that is going to change my view or influence me. He's tired of seeing them, and you're going to see a lot of them because we are a long way away from the election in November. Nick said, I would like to call out Virginia for turning two-syllable words into three-syllable words, such as toddler and burglar.
Making zero changes.
Then I'd like to call out Kevin and Jaybird for not correcting her. It's not going to do any good.
Man. It's not. It's only going to egg me on and make me want to do it more.
Mm-hmm. Sean said, I want to call out people who aren't actually dog trainers. You need to stop calling yourself a dog trainer. People are getting hurt. Dogs are getting blamed for things they didn't do. And people really who need help are getting ripped off.
Dang.
Okay. He's got
fake dog trainers?
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a positive... got a positive beef here as well. There's many good things to call out today. A lot of people love the Blue Angels performance at the Vero Beach Air Show over the weekend.
Yeah, we were on the boat yesterday, and Uncle Jerry said, look, it's a Blue Angel. And we all looked up, and sure enough, it was one of those planes.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Maybe he was off course or down here practicing.
Is it right? He's a long way from Vero.
He was over Jupiter Island.
Okay. Yeah, maybe he got lost. Wait, was I supposed to take a right or a left?
He took the long way.
Yeah. Brandon from Montana, he sent us this message, said, I'd like to call out the Kevin Rawlinson for recommending Ted Lasso. I started watching it last night and didn't stop until 3 a.m. Quick 3-hour nap and then off to work.
Oh.
Okay.
You are a trooper.
Yeah. I mean, you love and hate it when a show sucks you in like that and you just watch way later than you should.
Yes.
Game of Thrones did that to me. I was up and it was, I think, 4 or 5 a.m.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what am I doing? What the heck, man? It got me. Had no idea. Lost track of time. It was so good. And also, we got Kara saying, I want to call out the new Post Malone and Morgan Wallen song. It is amazing.
Have you heard it?
Yeah, I heard some clips of it. They performed it at Stagecoach last week, and they're going to be dropping it this Friday. It's called I Had Some Help. So that song is going to be coming out on Friday. And my wife showed me a photo. You know that bar that Morgan Wallen threw the chair off of? It's called Chiefs. It's Eric Church's bar in Lower Broadway in Nashville.
Yep.
They now have signs on that upper floor right around the chairs. And it says, don't even think about it. You're not Morgan Wallen.
That's good.
That's adorable.
I thought that was pretty good.